Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about JillLive.com, Jill's new answering service, which we have not launched yet, but she's pretty jacked about it, and so am I. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on LandAcademy.com. It's free.
Cool. Kathleen asks, I had a signed purchase agreement sent back to me. Yay. The seller is a retired developer and has multiple parcels available. Okay, this is getting even better.
I like this.
He signed my purchase agreement for $2,250, 2250, for 5 acres. Parcels are selling for $8,000 to $10,000 in this area. Perfect.
Yeah.
He said there's
Hey, you priced it, but right, by the way. It's, yeah. You mean it's not, you didn't send an offer up
for $100? For a
dollar? Or $100 an acre?
Exactly. Thank you, Kathleen. You did great.
You know what? I'm really glad this question's in here.
Yeah, it's perfect. All right. He said there are some delinquent taxes and that he was going to pay them off with a check that I sent him. I checked with the treasurer and there are back taxes and a lien for those back taxes in the total amount of $3,000. I'd like to work with this seller as he has other properties in the area that he wants to liquidate.
Yeah.
Given the prices on active listings, boat, love it.
I wish I was on that boat.
Oh, there's a boat going out. We gotta go. Hurry, let's wrap this up.
We could do a show on a boat.
We should do the show on the boat. Now you're talking. Thank you.
Okay. Next week.
All right. Something shiny. So, given the prices on my active listings, my profit margin is still good if I pay off the taxes. Okay. I was thinking of calling him back, telling him about the amount of back taxes, and saying that I'll send him $100 with a new deed to sign, and I'll take off the back taxes. What do you think?
That's the way to do this. You absolutely answered your own question, and you answered it perfectly. I mean, Jill's probably going to disagree, but... I would not send him a check for any reason. That reeks of...
We do agree.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we do agree.
So, you know, when you buy property with back, it's got back taxes on it, it's totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is you buy it for whatever amount. It's a great way to negotiate, too. Mm-hmm. If you say, you know, it's got some back taxes, I can't really pay what I thought I could.
Exactly.
I need to, you know, Jill, I've heard Jill do it a million times. No. So I sent you an offer for $2,250, and that means $2,250 net. So if there's $3,000 of taxes on it, I'll send you an offer for $100.
Yeah.
I mean, I send you a, you know, we'll close the deal at $100 and I'll take over all your taxes. And then,
right.
Now you've inherited the property and the lien and the taxes, mm-hmm. Then you go deal with it yourself.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't, you know, people are, they think it's the other way around because of houses.
True.
When you look at a HUD 1, when you buy a house, you settle up on the taxes right at closing. You don't need to do that here when there's no loan.
Well, and here's what could go wrong. Because even though he says, hey, oh yeah, I'll pay off those back taxes as soon as you pay me. He's not obligated, by the way.
Yeah.
He could change his mind. I'm assuming he's a good person, but let's just be realistic.
He's a total tyrannical crook.
And that's where we... You're so silly. But that's what could happen. You could send this guy like, oh, okay, you're trusting. He's going to pay him off and he might not and then run or, you know, whatever, walk. Anyway, and you're stuck. So, yeah, the better way is what you're doing, Kathleen, saying, I now need to, I'll absorb those back to either you pay it off now. I mean, there's your choices, too. You could say, hey, if you want to be the one to pay it off, great. Well, let's make the deal at this price. You pay the taxes and then I'll pay you. You know, kind of thing. Or I'm just going to take on the whole back taxes. You don't have to send anything in. I'm going to give you a couple $100 for your time and everything. And because it's better than walking away, because that's what the guy's faced with now. He's either going to walk away, pay it, which I'm sure he doesn't want to pay it, or gets, you know, something out of it, which often, you know, is the better deal.
The kicker here, too, is that you want to do some more deals with this guy.
Yes.
He's got a bunch of property.
That's true. Well, that's a whole nother thing. What about that? Okay, maybe that's now. That's now. This is getting interesting too. Okay, I'll give you $100 for that one, and then what else do you have? Okay, then I'll give you $2,000 for that one, a couple thousand for that one. Maybe you could put together a whole package thing where, in his head, he's getting, all right, I'm getting rid of three properties, and I'm getting $3,000. When you know, you're even getting more value out of it, and then everybody wins. And
for the record, you don't have to pay these taxes off.
That's true too.
If you disclose the heck out of it in your posting. There are people that have this perception, whether it's correct or incorrect, we don't know.
Right.
That when they buy property with back taxes associated with it, that it's a bargain.
Yeah.
That's why it's so cheap. That's got back taxes on it. Oh, I'm good. Yeah. Like there's some people who buy a car that needs work because they think they have the perception it's a lot cheaper.
It's true.
And there's some people that we just want a turnkey perfect. They walk in the house and it's perfect and pay top dollar.
It's true.
So,
and which one are you?
All ways are right. I want it to be turnkey. If I'm going to live there, primary residence, I want my favorite song playing throughout the house.
That's not what I thought you would say.
For houses, yeah.
That's
for primary residence. For you know, for a business, no.
Got it.
I want it to be half fallen down. And I want to get it for free.
Duct tape.
And for cars, no, I don't want a project.
Yeah, for cars, I definitely. That's very true. For houses, I can take it or leave it because I want to make it my own. I'm okay with that either way. So, cool.
Great question.
Kathleen.
I probably spent too much time on it.
Cool. Probably.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, I'm happy to introduce, is JillLive.com.
Not like right now, Jill Live.
Yeah. So you've heard of Pat Live. And if you haven't, Pat Live is kind of a real estate-based answering service. They do a great job. I talked to one of the executive, we get 20% off there.
Yeah.
And it's just not good enough. I want it to be cheaper, so.
It's just not good enough.
It's not. You know,
that's kind of a theme for us now. That's how we roll. If we can't come in the back door and have access to everything and then set our own pricing for our people, we don't want to play. What we're going to do, we'll just develop it ourselves.
That's what we have with CoreLogic. That's what we have with LetterStream.
Otherwise, we develop it ourselves, which is what we're doing now.
That's exactly right. So, well, it's half developed ourselves and half, we will do an agreement with a very experienced team of people that have been doing this for years and years and years in this country. That's the key.
Yes. That is
people
key.
That are, yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
So there's nothing wrong with other countries. It just makes a lot of sense to do business with people that are close to you, not far away. It's as simple as that for me, anyway.
I want to keep it in the
United
States.
And have a personal relationship, you know.
I want to keep it in the U.S., and I want to keep it where we... that is important to me, to talk to someone who really can understand me.
So we toiled over, not toiled, we really, Jill and I discussed it about who should take this. Some companies are mine and some are hers, and just makes a lot of sense. She likes talking. I really don't like talking. So.
Despite what you think right here.
Well, they can't talk back.
Oh, this is true.
This is a one-way conversation.
Oh, wait. So you like talking. You just don't like conversing.
I don't like conversations.
That's it.
I don't like talking.
Talking's fine. Yelling's even better.
I have this theory about
it. Soapbox.
I don't know if I've ever said this on the show.
Yeah.
I have a theory about marital arguing.
Oh, no.
And it all starts with talking.
Thank you.
If you don't talk, you'll never argue.
Converse. Nice. Yeah. You know, that's kind of true. I know. Those mornings you are your happiest, I can tell. When you walked around and for your whole team, you talked and there were nods or yes or okay, and you're happy.
It's probably a one-way street now that I think about it.
It's okay. It's all right. So, okay, back to Jill Live.
Mm-hmm.
So Jill Live, I'm excited for this. This is going to be great. So, and that's the whole thing. The reason we're doing this is because there's a need. And once again, like all of our other products, our members have come to us and said, we need help with this. This is something that's slowing us down. We're spending all this money on this other service with this other company. We found this is the best, but there's got to be a better way. And we talked about, we said, okay, it's on our radar. It's been on our radar for months now. And we thought we were going to do it with our personal staff, and we hadn't quite figured that out. So now we figured out a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday we did a show called What the Real Time Commitment Is. And so you don't have to, even our most successful members don't have time to answer their own phone. It's just too complicated. You gotta, and then you can't really use your own personal phone because you don't want everything in the world. There's a lot of things to overcome. It's just easier to spend $100 a month, let somebody professionally do it with a script, and then you can read through the script of the people that have contacted you and decide who you're going to call back.
You know, I got to add something too. There's a little added level of professionalism when they think you have a team and you have a staff that's answering your phone for you, and that's what they'll think.
Oh,
that it's your,
I mean,
your
I've
staff.
Tested and over-tested Pat Live and several other companies, and I mean, you can overdo it. Pat Live is too. I mean, I love that company. I really do. They do a great job, and they've been around for a long time.
Right.
I mean, you have the sense that they overdo it, though. Let me just put it that way. There's just too. Oh, hi. How are you? You know, come on, man.
God, you don't want to be that. You want to be professional.
Yeah.
You want to be friendly and professional, and then you want to be efficient. And that's my thing too. I want, because these people, they don't really want to chat. They're calling to sell you their property. Let's be honest. And they might be calling on their, because I've, you know, I answer the phone. Yeah, they're calling on their lunch break or whatever. They're so excited they got an offer in the mail, and they've been carrying around their, you know, in their briefcase for a week, and they now have time on their lunch break to give you a call,
right.
And you're not there. Okay, but at least you have somebody that can answer the phone and take down all information and schedule a time for you to really call them back.
And hopefully it's the same person. You know, that's kind of a criteria, too, when we find who's going to fill these orders.
Figure that out.
It should be, you know, it obviously can't be 24/7 the same person, but
we'll
it can be predictable.
Out.
Yeah.
As long as it's efficient, that's my thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's got to be efficient. We don't want your people holding for that person because they're on a phone call.
We won't let that
happen.
I see.
And we'll make sure that it's good. And I'm going to personally weigh in. You'll be able to choose my script, modify your script, submit your own script, whatever.
So you're the right person to do this.
Thank you, because I've done this. Well, not only have I done this for like companies, but I personally did this for us. You know, I'm used to answering our own phone.
Now it's our people.
And I trained our people how I want our phone answered, and I trained our people with the script of the questions that I want, and I trained my people how to work with these people, because some of these people, these sellers, they call back. You know, they're very timid. They don't own a bunch of properties. They may only own the one, and they might be, you know, older, and they don't even it's the funniest thing. They might literally lay the phone down. I've had this, and you can hear rummaging through papers while they're looking for the parcel and they're looking for that letter. I just had it, you know, kind of thing. It's really cute. But anyway, well, we're gonna help with all that. I'm really excited. And this Jill Live is gonna. I'm sure it's gonna parlay into other things that we can do. You know,
like close the deal.
And with the mail, maybe. Are we gonna do the mail thing?
Yes.
So okay, good.
Yeah, it will. It'll. You know. Like every single one of these products that we roll out, they're all driven by what our members say. Hey, it'd be great if we could do this.
Exactly.
And that's how it all starts.
That's how it all starts. Hey, it'd be great if you could teach me this whole land thing. That's how it all
that's
starts.
That's how it all starts.
So, there we go. Oh, my gosh.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information that's me.
And inspiration that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. What do you think about this video thing versus just audio in a studio?
We'll see what I think it's going to be. Is it just going to be on YouTube, or how are you going to host it?
It'll be on our website, too.
Mm, cool.
It'll be every. It's going to be syndicated.
Okay,
seriously.
Okay, good. Oh, no.
Is it just going to be on YouTube?
Do I look okay? Just kidding.
How do you think I roll? Do you think it's just going to be on YouTube?
I got to tell you something funny. This is reminding me of... I don't know if it was last summer or the summer before. It was last summer. We did a webinar and from our couch, and I had a surfboard behind us.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody remembers this. And we sat there sweating. And it was the funniest thing, because then I had this cute dress on, but the sweat was just dripping down me. And I know that we looked like, you know, a hot mess by the time it was done. Because we sat in our living room sweating, but we were there for our people, and it was really fun. We had a lot of people that were just hearing about Land Academy, and then we let them call in on our big webinar and ask us all these questions. So they typed in a question, and we were video, and the whole world could see us. And it made me think
really
of
well.
This. We did really well. It was a blast, but it was, just, I'm having flashbacks to that right now. It's so funny.
Maybe this will never The video part of this will never
see the light of day.
Yeah.
Now I know you. You need to do that.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.